Netflix has lost subscribers, let go of staff, and now shareholders are suing the company, claiming it misled them about declining subscriber growth. Meanwhile, the whole streaming industry sees trouble ahead. For more, we're joined by NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So this claim that shareholders were misled by Netflix, what's behind that?
Well, what's being claimed is that as far back as October 2021, they could see trouble on the horizon, but they were not disclosing it to the stockholders. Now, you know, you're talking about the difference between trying to be optimistic about numbers that, you know, might not be what you wanted them to be and outright lying. And so how do you prove the difference between, you know, were they mistaken? Were they trying to be optimistic or were they lying? It seems like that's a tough needle to thread in a lawsuit. But in part, I sort of wonder if this is kind of a fishing expedition, a way to force discovery to find out if this is actually true.
Yeah, because if claiming that the glass is half full gets you in trouble, then a lot of people on social media are going to have some tough questions ahead.
Exactly.
So, Eric, I wonder whether this is a time of transition for Netflix, you know, because for a very long time, their model has been grounded in binging. I mean, at one point, the CEO said Netflix's enemy was sleep. They dump their, you know, their episodes all at once most of the time. Is there a chance that that model could change, that it could no longer be about sitting down and binging?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that people are having a more sophisticated and complex relationship with streaming material. What Netflix is encountering is that it has gone from being a disruptor to being an institution. And now that it's an institution in streaming, some of the things that it has done are being challenged just by the way that the sector is evolving. And I think what we're learning from what, you know, Disney Plus and some of its competitors have experienced is that it might be better to debut two or three episodes of a new season so that people can start out the season watching a lot of material and then drop an episode every week so that the conversation about the show kind of stays out in the public space for a while.
Right.
Netflix in the past has been able to ward off these criticisms by their success and just say, hey, now they don't have that defense. And now they have to take a harder look at everything that they've been doing, from the projects that they're putting money into, to binge watching, to the idea that there will never be ads on Netflix. They're seriously considering, you know, an ad-supported tier of service that would be cheaper.
Yeah.
So frankly, if they had been willing, I think, to question their own assumptions about their model a little more, you know, they might not be in this spot, but now they're being forced to do it. And we'll see if they can make it work, given the culture that they've displayed up until now.
But we know that Netflix is tightening the belt, right? You know, for quite a while, the joke was that Netflix was, you know, flinging out money to every series. But now they're canceling projects. They're laying off staff, especially marketing staff. Many in their marketing department were Black women, which is raising some eyebrows. How is this reverberating across the whole media industry?
Well, you know, people are very worried because, you know, is this a correction that's happening because, you know, the financial situation has changed? Or is this a bubble that's bursting and we're going to see the rapid collapse of an industry? It's hard to tell. You know, the beginning of a correction and the beginning of a bubble bursting kind of looks similar. I think the problem here is that a lot of the value of streaming has come from Wall Street's confidence that streaming media is the future of media. Investors on Wall Street have been rewarding companies with strong streaming services without any solid idea of whether those streaming services, like what level of value do they add. It is hard to know how much Amazon Prime Video contributes to the success of Amazon or how much Apple TV Plus contributes to the success of Apple. And so when you have a whole type of media where a lot of its value to the world comes from speculation, and then suddenly people start to speculate that it's a bubble, that's a problem. It's been one of the frustrating things about covering streaming is that the value that Wall Street placed on it never really felt like it was grounded in real facts. And now, you know, the fears about it also don't necessarily feel like they're grounded in real facts. And so, you know, I just hope that people don't overreact in the other way, you know, and wind up severely hampering a platform of media that I think the experts are right. It is the future of media. And we just got to be careful to view it with some perspective and see it for what it is rather than, you know, what we hope it would be or what we fear it will be.
It seems logical that people would be watching less Netflix as they emerged from quarantine and emerged from the pandemic. But we'll see what happens. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.